It's time to present Scott DuPont to bring you another episode of Finance Your Movie with tips and strategies to help you get your money to tell your story. It's time!
We are here with Mark Masri, producer of The Legend of Lake Hollow, and got some exciting info to share. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Scott.
So first of all, I want to give a quick thank you to Andrea at AMCK PR and Vision Films for hooking us up. They do a great job, and Legend of Lake Hollow is about to release here. We'll get into that in just a minute. First, though, just want the audience to get to meet you a little bit. You're from Nashville?
Yes, our production team's based in Nashville, Tennessee. That's right.
And you've been there for a while. You didn't start in Hollywood and then migrate out.
No, we started in Tennessee and stayed here.
And you're a photographer and cinematographer by trade?
That's correct. Yeah. My producing partner, Chris Hollow, who directed the movie, he and I both have over 30 years commercial still photography experience, and have been producing videos and working in video and film for about the last 15 years.
Awesome. So before we get to The Legend of Lake Hollow, you started with a TV series, I guess, in 13 and 14 called Legacy, correct?
Yes, it was a web series. So not strictly a television series. We'd like to think that maybe some people watched it that way, but it was web-based exclusively. It was 13 episodes that we released, one episode per month. And it was sort of, I guess you could say, a little bit sci-fi based, but what was really unique about it, Scott, was we would release an episode. This was in 2012 and 2013. We release an episode and then push it out to social media. And then we would let viewers comment on what they wanted to see next in the story. And so that was sort of our production schedule. We would drop an episode. We would reach out to viewers and ask them what they wanted to see. And then we would take their suggestions, take what we thought was the best one. And then we would write a script. We would produce it. We would post it and then push out the next episode. And we did the whole series like that, with people sort of telling us what they would like to see. And it was very interesting. I would say perhaps the most interesting aspect of it was coming to terms with how much work was involved on a monthly basis, both writing, producing, and in some cases scoring, and even in all the post. So it was a real boot camp / gauntlet of getting up to speed very, very quickly on our production skills. And it really served as a great proving ground for us.
Awesome. And I'm sure you built up a following, especially having the interaction with the audience.
Yeah, we did. It's been a while. It's been over 10 years since the last episode dropped. So, I'd like to think that following has, that those people have stuck with us. And we know, we have firsthand relationships with many of those people now. We have, even on our feature film, The Legend of Lake Hollow, we went back to some of the crew and from our Legacy, the web series days. And, most of those people on the web series, they worked for, beer and pizza, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
We had no budget really to speak of.
A passion project.
It definitely was. And so with our feature film, as well as a handful of smaller things in between there, we saw those as an opportunity to kind of pay those people back and bring them on board for something that was, where they could get a paycheck every 2 weeks while we were shooting and, get paid their rate. I think you're a filmmaker, you know what it's like to be in a collaborative workspace 24/7. And we all have people that we want to help out, and we all have people that help us out. And so anytime you have an opportunity to do something really good and kind of involve them on a scale that perhaps they haven't been involved yet, you really want to make that happen for them. And that's been true for both Chris and me for our entire existence as, you know, really as Penumbra Entertainment. So
you and Chris, after Legacy, you did your first film that was a short called Contact, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
I'm guessing you low budget, you self-financed that, I'm guessing, or did you do a crowdfunding?
No, it was ultra, ultra low budget, because that movie was made for a film contest that was sponsored by Digital Video Magazine. We read about the contest. We crafted a script that could be shot. We shot the whole thing in a studio space, basically in an enclosed box. The theme was the future. That was the only theme that they gave us, the future. And so we wrote to that about a 5-minute short film and shot it all in one day. The post was pretty easy, and one actor, and it did well. We won third in the contest. So
And then you kind of used that that success to jump into your first feature, The Legend of Lake Hollow. You and Chris produced it, and then Chris directed it, right?
That's absolutely, absolutely correct. There were a few small steps mixed in there, 48-hour film projects, and quite a few, music videos. We do live in Nashville, and so, we shot some music videos. We did some corporate and commercial work. Just continuing to grow and gain experience. But, starting on The Legend of Lake Hollow was not far behind all of that stuff.
And what was the, I'm going to get into the budget in just a minute, and then the fundraising, but what was the genesis for that, saying, hey, we're finally ready to make a feature, let's do this?
Yeah, I think we both felt like we were ready to make a feature. Chris is like, if he gets an idea in his head, he'll take the first couple of steps to make it happen. And I'm more of a, let me let the stars align a little bit, and then I'll go ahead and do it. But we work really well as a team in that way. And so what we had been doing was, in our spare time outside of our commercial still photography work, producing some music videos and doing some things like that. But the larger projects that we got involved in were things like going to NAB as video correspondents and learning more about the industry, or we would undertake a small project that might be more expensive, but it was really just a passion project for me and Chris, and we would spend our money to do it. And so finally one day we thought, why don't we not do those things, not spend our money doing that, and instead let's spend our time and energy making a feature film. And we feel like we're ready. And then Chris started looking for a script. He started searching online for a script. We found something that we felt like was in our wheelhouse and within our capabilities, not too ambitious. And that's sort of how we started.
And then you figured out the budget. And where did that land? The budget.
We figured out the initial budget. Initially, we were trying to qualify for the state tax incentives here in Tennessee. And so it needed, in order to qualify for the rebate, which was, I think, 50% at that time, we needed to be, don't quote me on that percentage, it might be a little bit less, it might be 30%, but we needed to be over $200,000 spent in state. And we also did not want to go over $250,000 because that would put us into a different pricing tier for SAG. And so we were aiming for between $200,000 and $250,000. And we had a couple of conference calls with the Tennessee Film Commission and the commissioner and his staff. And what we found out is that we weren't going to be eligible for the money anyway, because
of what they actually approve, correct?
Not just that, but that year's money and future years' money had already been allocated to a big NBC show that was filming in Memphis called Bluff City Law. It was a legal show with Jimmy Smith. And so that sort of sucked up all of the incentive money. And so
about $250,000, give or take. And you're basically just start reaching out to people you know. How did the money piece together?
Yeah, I mean, we divided that. We stuck with that budget, which came in at $245,000, and we decided we'd break that up into shares of $7,000 each. And then we just started reaching out to people that we knew, at first just family and friends, you know, to be honest with you, people who we knew believed in us as filmmakers, people who wanted to have a hand in boosting us up and helping us. It's amazing how, you know, not everybody is just looking for a return on their investment. Some people really enjoy being affiliated with motion picture production and being adjacent but attached to the process and following along with your production and everything. And so what we found is a lot of people were really kind of fired up to help us, you know, and excited for us. So that's where we started. And, you know,
did you circle back to your legacy people?
Because legacy was self-funded, we didn't have any investors per se. What we had were crew who volunteered, and then we reached out to those crew to help us crew up for the Legend of Lake Hollow, and then paying them and paying for all the production expenses came from the investors who initially were friends and family, and then it became friends of friends, et cetera.
Any of the fans of Legacy that were just viewers that interacted with you?
No, I know that is happens a lot with crowdfunding, where people just like to be part of a process, whether they have a direct personal connection to the production team or not. But we did not have that experience. We were lucky. I mean, it took us a long time, but ultimately we were lucky to get all of our financing strictly from friends and family, and then friends of friends, and then people who were sort of once removed from them, who we had met or who were just interested.
Well, the main thing is you do it. You did it. So congratulations.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
I saw the trailer. It looks really, really high quality. I mean, I would have guessed it would have been $500,000 to $1 million film just based on the trailer. Congratulations on your production level.
Yes, we tried to put all of the money on the screen, and we had outstanding director of photography who we approached to work on the film based on what we had seen of his work filming at night. A lot of, you know, half the movie takes place in the nighttime, and we really liked the way that he shot things at night, and he was great. He had great ideas, tremendous execution, was willing to sort of roll with the punches, and there were countless punches on this production, so not the least of which was COVID. And if it looks not like that, it's because we tried to put all the money on the screen.
And I heard that you basically kept on budget, on time. You didn't have any major snafus or anything, which is pretty remarkable.
No major snafus. We had, as far as our deadline was concerned, it was somewhat self-imposed. It was sort of like, I mean, our basic sort of the way the whole thing was produced was we would raise money and then we would take that money and we would shoot part of the script. Then we would take the footage that we shot, we would cut that together in a trailer or a pitch video and use that as a little mini proof of concept and reach out to more people. And
then, oh, so you did it in stages.
Man, we did it in way too many stages. Yes. and we would not choose to do that again, but with the giant interruption that was COVID, which happened right after we had gotten our first couple of investors, everything locked down. And so we were sort of frozen. And to complicate matters, and you know, this is may not on the surface seem like a financing or a budget restriction, but it very much was. Our movie uses there's a creature in the movie, and we did not go with CGI or visual effects. We had a special effects coordinator build a suit for us. And the suit was made out of materials that had a shelf life.
While
we were paralyzed with COVID, our special effects coordinator came to us and said, basically, I know we're waiting for this COVID, but this suit isn't going to last forever. So we need to at least get it shot. And so we took the first money that we received and we shot all of our creature scenes, including a full day of production and a full day of green screen. And so that we could not, so that we wouldn't have to worry about what happens if this suit starts to fall apart or doesn't hold up and we're going to have to pay to have another one built, right? That was an expense we did not want to incur. And that sort of started us.
Well, congratulations once again. I mean, sometimes you got to adapt, and a lot of people did adapt, filmmakers during COVID, and they got their films done, and now it's out. So congrats exactly. Once again.
Thank you.
Question for you. It seems like you and Chris Hollow, you've had this really incredible kind of working business relationship. Like, you guys are very, very close. How important is that, having a production partner during the fundraising and then also during the production?
Yeah. Chris and I have even talked among ourselves about the different ways that our different styles of working, and what we realized early on is that they're very complementary. The things that Chris is really, really good at, I'm not so good at. And the things that I'm really, really good at, Chris is not as good at. And so there's a high degree of comfort in handing things off to the other person when it came time for them to do their part. And that goes for everything from reaching out to people about raising money to divvying up the duties on the production set to our communications, how we write emails, how often we send out emails, the pitch videos we constructed, who's on camera, who's a VO, everything is very carefully considered. And because we do have that relationship that's so complementary, a lot of those things, it just made sense to do them the way we did them. And both of us were in complete agreement. It's not to say that we don't have differing opinions on certain things, we do, but having someone to work very closely with in all phases of that, I think, has been nothing but an asset and a real advantage for us in this process.
Awesome. Well, congratulations once again. The Legend of Lake Hollow. When and where can people see the film?
Scott, believe it or not, this movie comes out tomorrow, and it's going to be available anywhere where you can for transactional video on demand. So that's any place that you can rent or buy the movie. So I would look at your Amazons and your iTunes. And the first sort of release window is for transactional video on demand. And then later on, we'll get into subscription video on demand and other platforms. But starting tomorrow, look for it at any place where you can rent or buy videos.
Awesome. And do you have a website or best place people can follow you in the film?
Yeah, I two places online. First is our website. It's penumbra-ent.com. That's PENUMBRA-ENT, penumbraent.com. It stands for Penumbra Entertainment. And the second place is our Instagram feed. That's Penumbra Films. We've started our social media campaign's been going on for a couple of weeks now in anticipation of tomorrow's release. So you can see a lot about that on Penumbra Films on Instagram.
Awesome. So one question I like to ask our guests before they leave, Mark, what is the best advice, having gone through this process of raising a pretty substantial amount of money, especially during COVID, which I can't imagine how tricky that would be, but any advice for filmmakers out there just getting ready to do their first raise or their second larger raise? Any parting words of advice?
I would say you can do it. There are many times where Chris and I were facing a dead end brick wall, and we had no idea how we were going to move forward. We only knew that we were going to move forward. And every single time that we faced that, and it's scary, it's intimidating, it's frankly, it can be depressing. Every time we faced that, we just redoubled our efforts and we got past it. So I would say, first of all, I would say it's inevitable that you're going to face that brick wall. Don't worry about it. When the brick wall comes along, just say, okay, I knew that was going to happen. I anticipated that. I wouldn't be doing it right if I wasn't facing this brick wall. And don't stop. Don't give up. You'll get past it. The solution will either present itself or you will figure out what it is. That's what happened in our case multiple, multiple times.
Great advice. Never stop. Don't stop. So, Mark Masri, once again, thank you so much. The legend of Lake Hallow. Got a call coming in right now. Talk about perfect timing. Thank you once again, Mark.
Scott, thanks.
Take care.
It's time!
There's never been a better time to make your own film. And if you have a dream project you're excited about and 100% committed to getting it funded, go to financeyourmovie.com, click on the green telephone, you'll see our calendar and find an open spot. We'll do a one-on-one call, which will be the best hour you've ever spent getting clarity and strategy towards financing your movie.